Hey, it's Kyle Meredith, host of the Kyle Meredith With podcast, presented by WFPK at WFPK.org and the Consequence Podcast Network. It's a series that puts the spotlight on iconic musicians and actors, inviting them to drop by and talk about their latest projects, whether it's albums, TV shows, films, or beyond.
I'm going to say something I don't want to say. Here it goes. Without Spinal Tap, there is no Tenacious D.
Whoa. Man.
We get great stories and the biggest scoops from people like Garbage's Shirley Manson, the 1975's Matty Healy, Jack Black and Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, Maya Hawke, Kiefer Sutherland, and everyone in between. New episodes arrive every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, so it's a great way to keep up with your favorite artists and discover some new ones. You can find Kyle Meredith With on the Consequence Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Nancy Wilson.
Mike Campbell.
Mark Mother's Bathroom Devo.
Hey, it's Adam from Counting Crows, and I am here giving you the story behind the song.
The story behind the song is back for season four. I'm Peter Chidi of Deep Cuts Media, and this season we're diving even deeper into some of music history's most iconic tracks with the legends who made them.
What's so beautiful about it is a lot of people connect with, you gotta live your life and don't let the big man push you down. Don't have to live like a refugee, can't keep fighting for what you believe. And that was Tom.
From the spark of inspiration to untold tales from the studio, we unlock the true stories that shape the music you love.
At the time on the radio, there was a really cool riff by Nazareth covering a Joni Mitchell song, This Flight Tonight. It had the same groove, but I think Barracuda kind of blew it out of the water.
Join us as we all sit down with music icons like Devo, Heart, Mike Campbell of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Sublime, Counting Crows, and so many more. New episodes are out now from the Consequence Podcast Network, so tune in wherever you get your podcast and join me for the story behind the song.
Consequence Podcast Network.
We got BTS tickets in LA.
Yay!
Oh my God! We just really cannot believe it. Mm-hmm. So we had to hop on and have a quick little short casual conversation with you Iconics to update you about what's going on.
Yeah, because there's a lot of exciting things happening.
Yes. So welcome back, Iconics. And if you're new to the podcast, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and this is Standing BTS. So in today's episode, it's going to be very casual. We're just going to be talking about our ticketing process. And then also, we're organizing an Iconic meetup in LA. So we're going to give you some details about that too.
Yes. So thank you, Iconics, for being here and for supporting us on Patreon and everywhere that you do. We also want to remind you guys that we are supporting Global Citizen right now. We are encouraging you to become a Global Citizen and see how you can support Global Citizen. So go to globalcitizen.com to get involved. Yeah. globalcitizen.org to get involved.
Yeah, and that's in the description of the episode.
Definitely.
Okay, so let's go ahead and talk about how we got tickets. So we both had tickets to Map of the Soul, and then we also had VIP tickets. We had sound check, so we were invited to the first day of sales.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a total of how many days? Like
five
or six?
Yeah, days of ticketing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we decided to go on Instagram Live to share our experience and document our experience. So thank you to all the Iconics who joined that live.
Seriously, it was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think one of the best highlights of doing that live was when we got in to like the ticketing and like a lot of bad things were happening, which we'll give details on. We asked Iconics like, please send positive energy and your love. And right when you guys started sending like purple hearts and everything, we started moving faster in the queue.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you came over to my house and we got set up on Ticketmaster, signed in. We had two tabs open, one for the 27th and one for the 28th. It was the only two nights that we really wanted to go for.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the waiting room at 4 o'clock when it opened. And we were just like Instagram living that whole time, just trying to, you know, not be too anxious and stressed out and just waiting for the queue to open up. So right when the queue opened, we already had our special VIP code like copied copied and pasted. So we just pasted it right in there. And then it was the waiting game to be able to get tickets and to find them.
Yeah. And so I'm pretty sure it was the 27th. Mm-hmm. No, it was the 28th that we got in
first. Yeah.
We got in first. And then right when we were about to get in, it said an error occurred.
Yeah.
And we're like, what? And then it said rejoin the queue.
Yeah.
So we had to click rejoin the queue and boom, we were kicked back to the end of the line, 2,000 people in front of us. That has never happened in our four times of doing ticket sales for BTS.
No. And when that happened, I think the ticketing opened at 5 p.m. our time. It was only like 5:10 when we had gotten to the front of the line, and it was saying like, please wait, redirecting you to get your tickets. And then it gave us that error message. So our whole mood just
It was
tanked.
So disheartening. Yeah.
Oh God. And like the November 27th date, like hadn't moved at all in the queue. So we were like, oh my God, we were in total despair. We're not going to get tickets. We're going to get kicked out
like,
again.
Like, this can't be happening. Yeah. It's the first day of ticket sales.
Yeah. What the heck?
Yeah. So then we ended up getting into the 27th date, and we had like B3 second stage
sound check
VIP tickets in our cart, and you have 3 minutes basically to purchase it,
right?
And we started to hesitate. We were like, are these really that good of seats? What does it come with? And then we're like, you know what? This is great. Let's go for it.
We had that hesitation conversation in less than 30 seconds.
Yeah, less than 30
because
seconds.
Because I remember seeing that the countdown was at like 2:35 when we went to try to like click on purchase tickets.
Yeah.
And right when we clicked on it, it said, your session has timed out. You've exceeded the amount of time available.
Our session did not time out.
Like, we still had 2.5 fucking minutes.
So then we got kicked out. Well, actually, we didn't even get kicked out. It was like, it just froze on this page.
Yeah.
And we had no option but to exit out. There was
like,
nowhere to go.
We couldn't even rejoin the queue from where we were.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was so.
So then we had to rejoin again.
Literally in our cart slipped away from us on like what? A back end technicality?
Yeah.
Like, because it was less than 30 seconds.
And
this
isn't just us. This happened to all of ARMYs across all the ticket sale days. Mm-hmm. It was a mess.
Disaster.
Everything was a total mess.
Yeah. So then we were like, after that happening, we were really low. And then we were leaning on Iconics. We were like, guys, send us good vibes.
Send us love.
So we got all the purple hearts. And yeah. I swear, once we started getting those purple hearts and those good vibes, our little queue started to move
on
the 28th.
Yeah, we were at a standstill for a while for both days.
For minutes. Yeah. Minutes on end, which is like never a good sign when you're trying to get tickets from Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. But then our 28th started moving. And finally, we got in, and when it came up to the redirecting page, it actually took us all the way through to get tickets. And by that time, we had learned we're just going to go with whatever we can get, because these tickets are getting snatched up. Even if it's in your cart, it's not actually in your cart. We're just going to grab what we can.
Yeah.
And we had talked about if we couldn't get like the B2 or B3, which was like our top choice, then we would try to get the C sections on the side that are like the first level. Mm-hmm. And so we actually were able to get in section C129, which is like, right, I would say maybe like 60
yard line. It's catty corner
line.
To the, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good description. But it's catty corner to the second stage. So
I guess 60 yard line doesn't exist. 40 yard line, because it goes up to 50 in the middle.
I don't know.
Oh my God. I am a football fan, but you know.
I'm not.
It would be like, I would say like the 40, 45 yard line area, and like a perfect view adjacent from the second stage. Like, I really think we're gonna have a wonderful view. So we're in C129, row 4.
Row 4.
We found
so
out
kind of up front.
Yeah, kind of. I think we're gonna have a great view.
I do too.
I actually went into SeatGeek and I looked at like tickets. I looked, you know, the Rams and the Chargers both play there. So I was scouring their games to try to find a home game that still had those seats available. And I found one and looked at our view from those seats. Oh, it's gonna
be amazing.
I
love that you can see the view.
Yeah.
Like, you can get an idea of what it's going to be like.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we actually found out that an Iconic Jackie is in the same fucking section as us on the same day.
Same day.
So excited. Mm-hmm. So we were able to secure tickets, and we feel super lucky and blessed that we were able to do that because a lot of people weren't. There was issues with scalpers.
Lots of scalpers.
Even though there was all of these pre-sale codes and everything, scalpers were still able to get through. I suppose a scalper could still sign up for an Army fan pre-sale and go through that process just like we do.
Yeah.
Because they think about, well, I'm just going to make this much money reselling the tickets.
We also found that season ticket holders for SoFi to go see like the Rams or whatever, that they actually had like a code too to be able to get into Ticketmaster and get seats, really good seats. It's like, what?
Which is just not fair. But we were very lucky and very blessed and thankful. And so we plan on definitely sharing our story about the concert on the episode for anyone who wasn't able to get tickets. As of now, all of the tickets are sold out unless you're rebuying them from scalpers.
Yeah. The general ticket sales, that didn't even happen because all of the tickets were sold, which we kind of anticipated that was going to happen.
Yeah, I felt like if you didn't have a pre-sale, then it was going to be difficult to get tickets.
Yeah.
Because this is just such a highly anticipated concert. It's been almost, by the time that the concert happens, it's going to be a couple months shy, like maybe 3 months shy of 2 years since BTS has performed, I mean, live for an audience. So.
And this concert, it's so exclusive. It's just 4 days.
Yeah.
And it's in one city.
Mm-hmm.
So all of ARMYs were going to try to get to this concert.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just so unfortunate that all the scalpers ended up happening, which to a degree, that's unavoidable. Like, you can't avoid that. It's going to happen. But not to this degree, especially with all the pre-sales and all the codes for like the Map of the Soul ticket holders.
Mm-hmm.
Just didn't make sense. You think that it would have been a lot less. Ticketmaster was really overwhelmed.
Yeah.
You think that by now they would be able to manage a little bit better with the demand and how many ARMYs there are. But I think it's just because it was so exclusive, just 4 days, and BTS haven't performed in front of a live audience in nearly 2 years.
Yeah. This was definitely the most eventful, stressful time of buying BTS tickets ever.
Yeah.
Even more stressful than our first time purchasing tickets.
So we hope you all are okay.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't get tickets, like, there's going to be another opportunity.
There will be.
They will be doing shows in the future.
Definitely. But the kind of cool thing about these being the only four concerts is that it is making one central location where a bunch of Iconics are going to be.
Yes.
With the Map of the Soul 7 tour, we would have been spread out all throughout the country. It wouldn't have been realistic for us to do a meetup, but there are going to be so many Iconics in LA.
From all over. Yeah.
We're definitely doing an Iconic meetup. We are so excited. We have been planning so much already. We have so many cool ideas that we are... I just cannot wait.
Kayla, you came over on Friday, and we normally don't hang out like on Friday nights, but we're like, we got to do some podcasting stuff. We have to like figure out what we're going to do for this Iconic meetup. So we're brainstorming places and activities to do. So we really wanted to mention it here in the podcast for anyone who isn't on social media. We have like a Google form where we're trying to get a head count. We're trying to get other people's ideas of where they would want to go in the LA area to meet up. So we are going to link the Google form in the description of the episode. And then we're going to keep posting it on our social media platform so that if you're interested, if you got tickets to LA and you want to be a part of an Iconic meetup, please go fill that out.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to it.
We cannot stop thinking about it, truly. Mm-hmm. I feel like we're as excited for the Iconic meetup as we are to go to the actual concert because we have been talking with you guys, some of you guys, for 4 years. You know, we have been, you know, tweeting, DMing with you guys and have built some really great relationships online. But just to be able to meet Iconics in person is going to be so special. We definitely have some special things planned already and some different areas we want to go or different activities that we want to do. So if you think that you're going to be in LA that weekend, then please fill out this Google form so we can know how many people, how many things we should be ready for, and a good location for all of us to meet up at.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. I just can't believe that we get to do this.
I can't believe it either. This is so great. I'm so excited. It's like the concert alone is already like overwhelming with like joy and excitement. But then to also be meeting Iconics and like, what I really love too is we're meeting some of our VIP patrons, Meg and Rachel. What's so awesome is they reached out to us. They ended up getting several tickets and they ended up buying multiple tickets because they wanted to make sure that when they resell tickets that they're going to armies and not to scalpers who are selling it at a ridiculous price. And they messaged us and said, hey, actually, if you know of any Iconics who need tickets, which I think they maybe have sold all of their tickets now, but they've sold them to other Iconics.
Just so, seriously, Iconics are the best people.
Yeah.
Just the idea that they had, okay, we're panic buying tickets just to make sure we have some, but now we have extras. Let's make sure Iconics who couldn't get through the crazy Ticketmaster process can get tickets. Like literally this morning, I facilitated Meg talking with our friend Nate, and Nate was able to get tickets from Meg. Mm-hmm. You know, just another Iconic getting tickets.
Yeah.
Incredible.
And Deja.
And Deja.
Who was one of our patrons too. Yeah. And we're like, we get to meet you guys. Yeah. I mean, it's just so exciting. It's a whole collection of Iconics from all over. So we are just so excited. I mean, I'm really like, I cannot wait.
And if you live in the LA area or, you know, want to travel to the Iconic meetup, even if you aren't going to the concert, please do. We would love to have you. Mm-hmm. We do have information about it in the Google form, but that Google form is mostly seeking information from you as to what you would like to do, where you're staying in the area, how far you're willing to travel in the area while you are there. But if you are interested in the Iconic meetup, please be looking for more information on that soon and definitely fill out that Google form so we can have a general headcount for you.
Yeah.
Oh,
well, great. This was a fun, quick little episode just to update all of you on what's been going on, letting you know that we got tickets. We're going to be at the November 28th show. We'll be there the whole weekend.
The whole weekend.
Yeah.
Yep. Venice Beach. That's where we're staying. Yep. All right, guys. We absolutely love you, Iconics. And we do want to say a special thanks to our supporters on Patreon, especially our VIPs, Eileen, Michelle, Deja, Meg, Rachel, Robin, and Allie. You guys are the absolute best.
The best.
We hope that you guys enjoyed this little update, casual conversation episode. And of course, you can find links for the Google form, the Global Citizen Live and everything else in the description.
Thanks for listening and thanks for standing BTS.
Looking for skincare that actually delivers transformative results? U-Beauty combines breakthrough science with simplicity. The multitasking resurfacing compound replaces multiple steps with one powerful yet balanced formula, designed to visibly brighten, smooth, and even skin, while helping minimize the look of pores, dark spots, and fine lines. And it's gentle enough for sensitive skin. Add their super hydrator for up to 48 hours of multi-level hydration that leaves skin looking plump, dewy, and glowing. Streamline your routine and see the difference for yourself. Shop now at ubeauty.com.